Okay, welcome back. This is the second part of class six. We're going to come around and come up to sitting. So we'll start the second part of the class sitting. Sitting cross-legged if you can, or sitting in a way that feels right for you. If cross-legged is not appropriate or not comfortable, propping yourself up if you need to. Rolling a bit of mat underneath the buttocks. Getting yourself an upright spine if you can without being too rigid. So trying to find a bit of balance so you're not leaning more onto one side or the other, or not leaning too forward or back. So head sort of balanced on the shoulders. And letting the shoulders soften if you can. Being aware if you're holding the shoulders in any way, and the shoulders sink down. So let the hands rest on the knees, or somewhere that's comfortable to rest the hands down. Gently, as if you're looking towards the floor, tip the nose down towards the ground, so the chin just rolls down, face rolls down as if you're looking towards the ground. And then if your neck and your shoulders are comfortable, start to roll the chin towards one shoulder, just slowly approaching it, feeling the sensations in the opposite side of the neck, shoulder tightening, and going really gradually, rolling the chin towards the shoulder or past the shoulder, those of you that feel comfortable to go there. But in any moment, the goal is not to go further, but just to feel your body as you move it. Change directions when you want to, or continue on your own journey, and very gently roll the chin. Not forcing the head down, not pushing the head down, letting the head just naturally fall down and rolling the chin up towards the shoulder or past the shoulder, so chin can do a little bit of a semicircle or a full circle, listening to the neck. Listening to your body, paying attention again deliberately to feeling your body through moving it, gently rolling the head a little bit around. Your breath is always in and out of your body, coming and going with any movement, so you can always drop back into that, so you come into your body through awareness of breathing. And then once more, gently navigate back or make the way back into balancing your head on the shoulder, somewhere in the center, bringing things back. And taking that left hand behind you, so placing the left hand behind you on the ground, sort of close to the buttocks and spine, just bringing it down. So we're going to do a twist. So the left hand goes to the back and down, propping the fingertips up. And the right hand goes across you onto that left knee or left thigh or left hip, but just right hand going across, left hand on the ground behind you. If you can, gently turn your head now towards the left side. So gently exploring as if you're turning your head in your car, just looking towards the left a little way. Feeling the shoulders, rib cage getting a twist. And then gently keeping the arms and body as they are, roll the head back towards the right shoulder. So you're navigating, turning the head from side to side in a slow motion fashion. And if the right buttock can relax, let it down. So notice if your body changes once you get familiar with the motion, turning the head a little bit from side to side. You can have soft eyes here, so close the eyes if you're comfortable. You don't really need to be looking at anything. How's the neck feel? Is it releasing any tension in the shoulders? If you can, be nice upright in your posture, so floating the chest up a little bit. Not slouching down, but having a little bit of uplift through the body. crown of the head towards the sky, turning the head. The next time you happen to be turning the head to that left side, when you've turned it and you're going to a comfortable place, relatively comfortable, so you're getting a nice stretch, you might want to increase the intensity through that right hand, use a little bit more of a leverage, or just leaving the right hand in a soft passive position perhaps, but turning the head to the left and leaving it there. Focus on your breathing. Focus on the feeling of breathing entering and leaving your body, and awareness of body as you breathe. Feeling the multiple changing sensations from hands to waist to buttocks. Knees might grab your attention. What does grab your attention as you hold the twist? Breathing down into the belly. As you breathe out, try and soften the shoulders. Come back into rolling the body back into center, bringing both hands onto the knees, resting the hands back in center. Either letting the hands just stay on the ground there, or in the knees, so resting the hands there, or if it's comfortable, lift the arms up to the sky. Stretch the arms up and reach up towards the sky. So straighten the arms and stretch up through the shoulders, elbows. So you can keep the hands on the legs in a passive way or stretch up. If it's easy and you're stretching the arms up, interlace the fingers, turn the palms up to the sky and press up. And then maybe it feels better to have the elbows bent and the shoulders soft. Or is it quite nice to stretch and reach to the sky, working the arms and shoulders a little bit, doing some working out for yourself, not forcing, but feeling. Shakiness, there's trembling in the muscles or an ease in the muscles. And then bringing those hands again down to a passive place, lowering the arms, and we'll twist to the right side. So letting that left hand now bring the arms down, and that left hand going across onto the right thigh or right knee or right hip. And the right hand behind you. So right hand sort of getting that right shoulder to roll back, left hand onto the right thigh, right knee, somewhere across there. And turning the head towards one shoulder in a very gentle way, taking some moments to feel the sensations of turning the head. And we'll float, we'll continue to keep the shoulders and the body still, but lightly turn the head if you can. And if you need to readjust the legs at any moment, you can. Remember, you can change your posture, leave things out, or do a bit more if you want to. Sense of dignity into the pose, so doing your best to stay upright through the chest and head and face. You're not looking down towards the floor, you're not looking up towards the ceiling, having the head balanced on the shoulders and turning the head from side to side. When the head does turn to that right side, when you've rotated or turned to where you can comfortably leave it there, once more offer a little bit of stopping here. From the sensations of the arms, feeling the sensations of your body, right shoulder blade perhaps, or what is catching your attention? Allowing it to be there. Settling into feeling your body in this twist. can roll or let the arms come back out of it, out of the twist. Take the hands back onto the knees. And take the legs out to the front. So slide the legs out, straightening the legs out in front of you. Just taking the legs out. So if you're in cross-legged, sliding the legs out to the front a little way. Legs can be flat on the mat or having the knees bent. Somewhere that's, again, appropriate for your back and body. Somewhere that you're okay to be in. Just getting the legs out a little way. And from here, can you bring the hands back behind you again onto the ground? So fingertips propping you up, legs out to the front, and windscreen wipering the feet a little bit, swishing the feet a little bit from side to side. Pivoting on the heels and turning the feet like windscreen wipers. Pause there, and then would you keep that left leg straight, left leg staying straight-ish, and tucking the right foot in, right foot presenting or touching the inside of that left thigh. So bending the right knee, sliding that left foot into somewhere, left leg stays long. So we're doing an individual leg stretch, left leg stays straight, bending the right knee, right foot connected to the left thigh or somewhere in that vicinity. And I know some of you it's not right or doesn't feel comfortable to do that action through the right knee, so you could take that right leg more out to the side if necessary, if that's more appropriate. And would you deliberately just turn your body a little bit more towards that left leg if you haven't done already, and if you can float the arms up leisurely up to the sky. Both arms sort of lifting up a little bit, but without stretching anything, just lifting the arms up. And if you can, looking up a little bit towards the hands even. And as if you've got all the time in the world now, let the arms and the head and the chest come down. Arms, face, throat, chest, hands coming down onto that left leg. So rolling down into a forward bend, catching hold of the left leg comfortably. And then when you want to, floating the arms up again, straightening the body, moving out of intensity and going in and out of it. Arms coming down, belly, chest, face coming towards that left leg. And it could only be the face that tips down a little bit, maybe very stiff and tight in this movement. Activates a lot of different muscles in the legs and back. Not an easy movement. Some of you might feel comfortable enough to just let the hands rest down on the leg and to stay in this forward bend and welcoming that as an option if that feels right. Others of you might just float arms up and down in a quite leisurely way, sort of offering a bit of surrendering as you come down. Not trying to force the face or force the shoulders or force the back. Or force the sensations in the knee or the leg. When those hands do come down, if you're not staying down, would you try staying down for a little bit now if you've not gone to that option? And letting go of any expectations of what you think your body should be doing. And just feeling what's there in the depth of the muscles or on the surface. Different parts of your body will show up at different times. Again, letting it go, sliding that right leg back out to the front again, and both hands behind you, leaning back on those fingers, both legs out to the front, straightening the legs, leaning back onto the hands a little bit behind you, and again windscreen wipering the feet, pivoting on the heels, rolling the feet a little bit from side to side. And then we'll swap sides. So keeping that right leg long, straight out to the front. And this time bending the left knee. Bending that left knee, connecting the left foot towards the inside of that right thigh. Or your own variation, but we're just going to stretch that right leg. Right leg can point straight out from you, or you might take it a little out to the side. Just managing things around as best as you need to. Again, the arms can get involved here. So if it's safe to lift the arms up to the sky, lift up and stretch the body up a little bit, and then quite leisurely tip the arms and body down a little bit towards that right leg. Noticing if you have any expectations of where you think you should be going. Going up, moving into more softer space when the arms go up, and going down into building into tension as you roll down. If you can, flex that right foot back a little bit. Tighten the muscles in that right leg. Activate them and keep them activated as you go up and down. At some stage, I'll invite you to pause into the stretch. So if you can, if you choose to, because it's your yoga practice, your body, if you can, come down to wherever down happens to be for you and get a sense of just letting go. Very hard to let go when the sensations are strong, but you don't really need to do too much. You just let the body be. When you let the hands rest down, let the arms go, soften your face if you can. And come back to the feeling of your breathing. Come back to the feeling of breathing and body connection. Again, let yourself out of the movement. Roll the body back into neutral. And come back to lying back down on the mat again. Bringing everything back to lying down. Coming down into semi-supine. So letting yourself back onto the mat. Having the feet on the mat and the knees bent. Resting the arms, resting your head down, shoulder blades down. Bringing in a resting attitude to stopping your body. And once more, just paying attention to the sensations here. Not looking for anything to suddenly be there, but being on receiving mode. Sounds in the ears. Pulsing and throbbing, pressure in the body, maybe pressure in your mind. Bend both knees up over the chest. Catch hold of each knee once they're available. Both knees up and hands holding the knees somewhere. Open the knees if you can a little bit. Wide if possible. A little bit apart, you choose. And rock the knees from side to side. Sway your body a little bit from side to side. Rolling over the spine. Tipping a little bit more weight onto that right side of the shoulder blade, right hip, right buttock, cross to left side, a little bit of a rocking side to side. Letting the head move if you can. Find a leisurely way to sway. And again, when you're ready, if it's ready now, letting everything down and preparing yourself for the relaxation or meditation. That means finding a posture, which is on the back or on your side, or lying on the tummy. Preparing yourself mentally and physically for this ending part of the class. Shavasana is the classical way of taking it, of letting the body be legs long and a little bit apart, the feet that is, and letting everything be quite natural in the body. So if Shavasana is not right, then choosing a position that you can facilitate and allow for the possibility of letting go to happen. Head on straight, adjusting clothing, knowing that you've got some time just to be still, to offer some stillness. And it's relative stillness. Sometimes the body can be still, but your attention moving a lot. You might have, your thoughts might be racing in this period. So it's really useful to remember that sometimes the relaxation, you have to really work hard in this time to come back to the moment. The moment might be comfortable and the moment might be uncomfortable. Letting go of trying to force the relaxation to happen. A bit like trying to go to sleep. The more you try and go to sleep, the less will happen. So it's a practice of being open. It's useful to remember not to strive in this time. Feel the weight of your body, please. Where is the weight? Feel the earth holding you for some moments of this day. You resting on this particular place of the earth. You could sense your clothing. You can feel the softness of clothing against the body or hardness. You can feel the warm sensations of your body, perhaps. Are there particular places in the body that have a lot more warmth than other places? Do a little bit of scanning. Is the chest quite warm relative to the feet? Or is the temperature quite uniform throughout the body? Is the face warm or cold? Feeling the temperature of your body, not thinking about it as if you don't know. Turn your mind and your awareness to feeling temperature. And allowing the temperature to be registered in different parts. On the surface and deeper down. Aware of the life force now of your body, which includes temperature. Are there sensations of pulsing or throbbing? Some parts have lots of movement. Scan your body for movement now. Not moving the hands, not moving the body to make movement. Tuning into the movement that's already there. Could be the movement of breathing. Could be a throbbing in the throat or the heart beating. You're not making the movement. Tuning into the movement that the body is already making. As if you're listening to the internal clues of your body. as you tune in to the body as best as you can, you're not ignoring the other signals of sounds from outside or thoughts or feelings that naturally are a part of this process, but just awakening to the sensations of your body through movement. Making a space to be. To be here. Alive to life, your life in this moment, the movement. Bring a little bit more of a soft attention to the sensations of breathing now, and deliberately allow the mouth to open a little way, if that feels right for you. And breathe in through the nose, just a little bit deeper than your normal breath, just subtly. And to breathe out through the mouth, letting the body sigh and let go. So we'll breathe in through the nose and letting the air out of the body through the mouth or through the nose, you choose. Or try both and feel the sensations of both. Work it out for yourself. Does it feel good to breathe out through the mouth or best to breathe out through the nose? Exploring. Is it difficult to bring your attention to your breathing? Or can you string awareness to feel several breaths in a row? Is your attention balanced? Is your concentration good? Or is your concentration quite wavy, coming and going? Each time your attention goes away from your breathing, don't give yourself a hard time. That won't help you. Come back to your breathing. Here in this room, focusing on this breath and feeling your body. So awareness of breathing and awareness of body. Not forcing the in-breath to be too deep. But more focusing on letting go as you breathe out. Let the out-breath be more of your attention on the out-breath. When you breathe out, just waiting naturally, patiently for your body to breathe in. And feeling the body breathe out over and over again now. Feeling the different sensations of movement as you breathe. In your body and around your body. Allowing the belly to soften. Allowing the heart area to soften. Allowing your body to soften each time you breathe out, letting go. Just following the breath out. Feeling the tension of breathing in, because tension is created when we breathe in. if you have any particular areas of tension in your body, direct your awareness to those particular places. So it could be your face, could be a knee or lower back or shoulder, and as if you could breathe into those spaces. Here, right here, being present, showing up for yourself, allowing each breath to be felt, each sound to be heard, honoring the moment, whether the moment's intense or relaxing. Not forcing the moment, but paying attention to your breathing, which naturally, with practice and an attitude of letting go, becomes a quieter, softening and calming experience. Remembering to be in your body and to feel each breath new. I hope this practice has benefited you in body and mind and heart. I hope you have a wonderful day. Keep well, keep happy, and thank you for your practice. Namaste.